wanna be like Mary. I don't care what the world says. I wanna be like Mary, pouring out oil on your feet. Make me a Mary. Make me a Mary. Praise on him like oil.
Hallelujah.
From Mary's palace.
Praise the Lord, church. Let's all stand. How many of you are thankful to be in the house of the Lord today? He is worthy of our praise. I wonder if you would just come down to the front this morning and worship with us. Oh, hallelujah.
Praise you, Jesus. I've not the power.
worship you, Jesus. If you got a testimony in the room, I wonder if you would worship him.
The grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I once lived in, shouting on the grave that I
worship him, because we have a testimony through his blood. Should have been there when I broke through. Church was on fire, the Holy Ghost in the top of my head, the soles of my feet, felt the Spirit moving all over me.
You should have been there when I prayed through. Church was on fire and the Holy Ghost too. From my head to the soles of my feet, I felt the Spirit moving all over me.
Felt the Spirit
moving all over me. Felt the Spirit moving all over me. Felt the Spirit moving all over me. Felt the Spirit moving all over me.
Open your mouth to shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth to shout, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Open your mouth to shout, yes, Lord.
Yes.
Oh. Come on, lift your hands all across this place. He is worthy of our worship today.
This is my story.
He's in the room right now, and he's looking for your response right now. Come on, I wonder if you would just worship him. We all have our own testimony of how he saved us. Come on, I wonder if you would just think about that for a moment and not think about anything else right now. He is worthy. Come on, lift your hands. Hallelujah.
Every hand lifted right now. Let's just begin to call on that name right now. We're not in a rush this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, every situation, every trial, I don't want to get to a place where I just rush through things, God. But I am thankful for your presence. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus.
Oh, it's free. schedule, but we're a spirit-filled and a spirit-led church. So if you've got a need right now, would you lift your hand all across this place? If you feel encouraged, why don't you find somebody right now? Go ahead, find somebody right now. Yes, 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 yes. Come on, it's all right. Link up with somebody right now. In this very service, there's different needs that need to be met. Some are feeling pressure. Stress, questions without answers. Some are dealing with physical pain, emotional distress. But right now, in this very room, the healer is in the house. Come on, lift your voice right now in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on, lift your voices in Jesus' name. Come on, all across this place, lift up your voice. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Come on, let's just take a few moments. Come on, if you pray with somebody, link up with somebody else in this very moment. The Spirit of God is moving here right now. The power of God is being manifested in this place by your very presence of being here praying with somebody. Yes, 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 in the name of Jesus. You don't know the storm. You don't know the situation that that person might be behind you, might be going through right now. The personal dilemma they might be in. The questions they might be harboring even right now needs an answer, and it needs it now. And I'm telling you today that Jesus, He's your answer. Ooh, come on. Yes, yes, yes. The prophet asked it, is there not a balm in Gilead? Is there a healing oil even present? I tell you today that everything you need is right here in the presence of God. Every situation you're in, everything you need right now is here. Yes, Jesus, the joy you've been seeking for, the peace you've been longing for. Jesus. Oh God, right now, move among us. Move among us right now, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You're moving in this place, oh God. Thank you, Lord. You're moving among us today. Mighty God. Yes, yes, yes. Spirit of God is here moving. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. help us today, Lord. Your very present help, oh God, in time of trouble. Oh, mighty God, your very present help. Come at the very mention of your name. Jesus, I thank you right now. One more time, would you lift your hands all across this place and just thank him right now for his presence that you feel. Your very real presence is here, Lord. Your presence is so real in this very place. I'm going to mix it up. We'll take up offering and do announcements later. Is that all right, Brother Mikey? That don't mess you up. Okay. My goodness, what a powerful presence of God is here. I feel that such a healing is here. Whether it's physical, emotional, or spiritual, it's in this place. I'm just going to talk. I know it's Palm Sunday, but we're not going to get very far into Palm Sunday. At 5 o'clock this morning, I was up and reading from Matthew chapter 14. You may be seated wherever you're at. Please don't go very far. Matthew chapter 14. Skipping all the way ahead to the meat of the message. Chapter 14, verse 24 reads, "But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary." Now we have to understand that this was immediately following the miraculous feeding of the 5,000. Jesus, he sends the disciples off before him, and he himself stays, and his purpose and mission was to dismiss the crowd. The disciples, they have the leftovers of that miraculous happening, the miracle of the 5 loaves and 2 fish, and they have crammed the leftovers into their baskets. The smell of fish was still on their calloused hands. They reluctantly pushed off the banks and headed toward Gennesaret. And then it happens. The wind, it didn't just pick up. The wind turned on them. The Sea of Galilee was known for its storms that didn't ask for your permission. They just would happen. Cold air rushing down from the heights, colliding with the warm surface below, whipping the water into a violent frenzy. And suddenly, the disciples weren't standing on the grassy hillsides distributing the abundance of a miracle. They were fighting right then and there for their survival. The boat, it groaned under the strain. Waves didn't just lap, but rather they slammed, raising and rising like crashing into the hull, spilling over the sides of the boat. Water begins to pool around their feet as they slid from one side to the other, pulling ropes tight, shouting over the roar of the waves. The wind howled so loud it swallowed their voices. Every command became a scream. Every moment felt urgent and desperate. And underneath that chaos outside, There were the disciples, the people that walked the closest with Jesus. They had a relationship with Jesus. They had more than just an outside storm. They were in chaos on the inside. Anybody know what I'm talking about? You walk with Jesus, but there's moments when chaos is happening in your personal world. Can someone say amen? Here's why it didn't make sense. Look at somebody and say, that doesn't make sense. Why does good people have to go through bad things? Why do we have to go through life and face difficult situations? Why? Why, God? Where are you? Matter of fact, it's in one Psalms that said it like this. The heathen cry, where is their God? You see, they had just seen the power, the undeniable power of the man called Christ Jesus. The bread was multiplied. The needs were met. He was moving amongst them. And yet here they were in the boat, straining at the oars, making no progress, the wind pushing against them like an invisible force, refusing to let them pass. The frustration, now feel it now, the frustration and the fatigue begins to set in. You and I, we know what that feels like. When we've tried to do all we can do, we feel frustrated and we feel fatigued by it. Come on, how many know what I'm talking? Can anybody be real on this Sunday? I know this is a different way we're doing service, and I understand we typically have the three songs, the announcements, the offering, and then another song, and then hopefully the preacher preaches at least halfway decent. But no, we're a spirit-filled and spirit-led church, so we're going to let God move how He wants to. Come on, would you clap your hands and shout hallelujah? Come on, all across this place, would you begin to lift up your voice right now and let it be a cry, God, I need you right now. I don't know where to go. I don't know the situation. I don't know the answers, but I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. I need you, Jesus. Oh. There is a desperate cry being heard among us, and it echoes the very words of the disciples that walked with Jesus. And here they were, frustrated, in a frenzy, in a storm. Scripture tells us that they were rowing for hours, getting nowhere fast. Muscles burning, hands are blistered, calloused, shoulders aching. It's the kind of exhaustion that happens to someone when they're not physically or mentally physically tired only. It's their confidence begins to wear. And that's where the questions begin to happen. If He just performed a miracle, why are we in this storm? If He knew this was coming, why did He send us out here? Scripture says that one other writer said it like this, that he pushed them to the edge. Why does obedience feel like it led us straight into danger? Where is God? Where is God? Would you just right now just make that a question? Where is God? Go ahead. Your best voice. Nobody's ever done that, and not trying to sound like you're being over dramatic, but it's a cry from your heart. Oh God, where are you? See, this wasn't an accident. Jesus is the one who told them to get into that boat, and that realization sat heavy in their chests. See, the storm wasn't just physical anymore. It became theological. You can read it for yourself. It was personal. It was confusing, the kind of tension that shakes not just your circumstance, but also your understanding of the love of God. If a loving God really cared about me, why do I have to face bad days? Now, how many know what I'm talking about? Why do I have to face a physical storm? Why do I have to deal with sicknesses? Or why do we have to deal with this diagnosis? At this point now, the disciples are there fighting the sails, fighting the oars, and fear begins to creep in. It's not at once, but it's slowly. water begins to fill the bottom of the boat. At first, it seems like it's manageable. It's minor, then noticeable, and then it becomes alarming. Every crashing wave was reinforced that very idea. Every gust of wind whispered the same thing, that you're not in control. And somewhere in the darkness, another thought pressed in. Somewhere in that dark moment when they were fighting for their lives, the question would arise, where is Jesus? Where is Jesus in all of this? They had seen him calm the storms, but now he felt distant. They felt like he was removed. He was silent. And what do you do when your Savior is silent? Nothing intensifies fear like that feeling that the one who has power isn't present. And I think that if we were being honest with ourselves today, we would all say, the situation I'm up against, I don't have an answer for it. I don't know why I'm going through this darkness. I don't know why I have to face this pain. You think the old disciples were overwhelmed? You better believe it. So it's okay at times that if you feel overwhelmed, just don't give up. I'm going to say that again. You might feel overwhelmed, but just don't give up. Come on, somebody. I got to say that again. You might feel overwhelmed by whatever you're up against, but don't give up. Oh, my God. So now you have seasoned fishermen. Men who knew the waters, who were now being pushed to their limits. They had just experienced provision, and now they were facing pressure. They were just witnessed an overflow, and now they were battling opposition. They had just seen who he was, but now they were wrestling with why he wasn't present. Unseen by them, though, through the darkness and the distance, Jesus stood watching. I'm so thankful that when we think the deity is distant, the reality is his eyes are on us. When you think your deity is distant, hear me clearly today. He knows exactly what the Bible says. He knows the way that we take. And when they questioned his absence, they didn't realize the way was on their way. For Matthew 14, 25 says that in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the sea. Make no mistake, Matthew the accountant wanted to make sure that everyone knew that all of them were screaming around and losing their minds. We have to understand that Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, their perspectives. And Matthew's going to have a slightly different perspective. Maybe some state with a little bit of detail because his mind worked with the details of being a tax collector. He wasn't a man of the sea. Think of all the disciples. Not all of them were fishermen. Some were just people living everyday lives, regular Joe Schmo. Some weren't hunters. I mean, I think about myself, if there was an apocalypse, I'm eating grass and dandelions because I wouldn't be able to kill an animal. I'm not a PETA person. I'm not into that necessarily. I mean, there's a raccoon down the road. I've been praying something would remove it. Just right down the road from my house, and you might be saying, well, why didn't you do it? No way. I was dry heaving, passing it. And I watched these birds start pulling it. I was like, well, praise God. Lord answered my prayer by a raven. Matthew, he's wanting us to see it from His perspective, from His point of view. He is on that boat. They're all shook. They're all losing their minds. Again, He wasn't a man of the sea. He wanted us to know that everybody, no matter your walk of life, will go through a storm. Matthew 14, 26 reads, "And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, 'It is a spirit,' and they cried out for fear." Again, my mind is different. I read that and I'm seeing these burly fishermen screaming like spanked babies, screaming like a little boy who finds out he's got cooties on the playground. They're screaming up there. They're losing their minds, all of them. Matthew makes no mistake. He wants everybody to know every last one of us are in this together. Folks, we're in life together. Yes, we are. Your storm might be a little different. Your perspective might be a little different, but every last one of us will face a storm. Verse 27, "But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, 'Be of good cheer. It is I, be not afraid.'" And we know the text of Scripture. Peter gets bold. He's wanting to demonstrate that he's not lost his faith throughout this overwhelming situation. And he said, "Lord, if it's really You, why don't You invite me to come walk on the water with You?" Matthew 14, 29 reads, "And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, 'Lord, save me.' And immediately Jesus stretched forth His hand and caught him." This is a perfect example of Hebrews chapter 4, verse 16. "Let us therefore come boldly before the throne of grace, that we might obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." See, mercy means I deserve it, but I've been pardoned. I'm thankful today that the sins that we should pay for, God already paid the price. Are you grateful for that? But grace, it does mean undeserved favor. It does mean that. But Paul, a wordsmith in his own right, he utilized the language here, and he writes that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. This is the same guy. Many theologians say Paul wrote the book of Hebrews, but this is the same guy who said, I tried to get the Lord to bail me out of some stuff, but that very voice said, "My grace is sufficient for you." My grace. It's not just unmerited favor, but it's literally this. It's leaning in over you. You see, I want you to get the picture now of Peter. All of them are in a storm. They're overwhelmed by the situation they're in. He's sinking. And then there's Jesus leaning in over him. Come on, somebody. I want to let you know, you might be overwhelmed, but Jesus is leaning in. And when He leans in, He's picking me up. When He leans in, He's covering me. When He leans in, He's guiding me. When He leans in, He's saving me. I'm telling you today, a leaning Savior is here right now. Let's all stand all across this place. Some in this very room right now, words have wounded your spirit, and now you've begun to doubt humanity's pureness. Situations aren't coming one at a time, but rather it's two and three overwhelming your mind. Some even in this room, they're wondering, how can I show my face after knowing I did what I did? There's voices even crying, where is your God? He's leaning in. That's what he's doing. Where is your God? I'll tell you where he's at. He's leaning in. If you need the Lord to lean in over you, would you right now stretch a hand out and maybe step out from where you are? Come on, it's okay. Where you are right now, would you just lift a hand? Lord, save me. Just got word of a young boy, 2 years old, Sister Heilman, 2 years old, that needs prayer in Kentucky. Shot himself with a brad nailer. He needs God to lean in over him. But today, we can walk out of here in confidence knowing he's leaning in right now. Lift that hand to heaven. Lift another hand right now. Peter said, Lord, save me. Save me from my storm, Jesus. Come on, lift your voice. It's all right. I know we've done this multiple times, but this is our moment to cry to Jesus. It's okay. The disciples were the ones that walked closest with him. It's okay. You are okay. You're not losing your mind. No, no, no. You're not backslidden. You've not given up walking with God. You've faced some dark moments for sure. But you're not alone. Jesus, he's walking by right now. Come on, you feel his presence right now. His very presence is walking by. His very presence is in this room right now. Come on, begin to talk to the Lord right now. Yes, 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 all across this place. These lifted hands are a sign of God, save me. Lord, I need your grace, that sufficient grace. I need to come boldly before the throne of grace and find mercy. Today's a good day to experience the mercy of God. You might have deserved what you did, but no, you've been pardoned. We have a Savior that's leaning in.
I would be still. And let your word get out, Jesus. I was tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time, Jesus. When I went through the fire, you were right there beside.
Jesus,
Jesus, when I was
tossed in the
never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. I worship you.
There's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. So I worship you. There's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. So I worship you. That you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. I worship you, oh Jesus. I was tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time, Jesus. When I went through the fire, beside me, you were always on time, Jesus. I was tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time, Jesus. When I went through the fire, you were right there beside me. Never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. So I worship you.
Tossed in the water, but I never went under. You were always on time.
you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. I worship you. There's never been a day, never been a minute, never been a moment that you weren't in it. There's never been a time that you didn't see me through, God. I worship you.
God has done here in this place. We love you, Lord Jesus. Ushers, come receive the morning tithes and offerings. Easter Sunday this coming weekend. Let's come celebrate next week a risen Savior. Ushers, where are they? Oh, they're coming. They're coming. Amen. Let's come and invite friends and family to come to this next service next Sunday. Let's remember the Word of God is going to go forth on Wednesday night. You're dismissed in Jesus' name. Amen. Come and give us unto the Lord. Amen. I know it's a different service, but this is just how we're going to end it. God bless you in Jesus' name.